Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win. I'm
ready to win. All right, you guys. Well, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. I am super duper excited to be with you guys here on this beautiful Saturday. My name is Char, and I'm always live on here with my favorite pastor, my mommy, my superhero, Pastor Dab. Pastor Dab, are you there?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody out there in Radio Land. I'm Pastor Dab, and it's so good to be here another day, and I thank God for this opportunity to just be able to arise this morning in my right mind, have all my faculties. Some of us didn't wake up this morning, and so we just come today to tell God, thank you. Thank you, God, for just being here with us in the land of the living. And so I'm just going to read to you today Psalms 91, verses 1 through 2. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. And that's what we have to do. We have to put all of our trust in the Lord. The word tells us not to put your trust in man because they'll let you down. And so we must always remember to always keep and put our trust in God. And he will carry us all the way through. Don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. And he will sustain you, and he will keep you in all your ways. So just continue to trust God for everything that you need. Because whatever you need for today, God's got it. And I love you guys. I read the scripture from Psalms 91, verses 1 through 2. And I hope you guys have a blessed and wonderful day out there. And remember that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Take it away, Star.
All righty. We always thank God for his word and just continuing to give us the words that we need to make it. And we know everything else is going to pass, and God's word is going to stand. So I love that she said, continue to trust in the Lord. And you might not have, we've learned so many different things in life. Some people have trusted in their money. They've trusted in people. They've trusted in all these things. But when you trust in God, he's the only thing in our lives that's constant, you know. And so I just totally thank God for just learning how to trust him and how to depend on him. And you learn those things as you grow older. And I remember singing all these songs when I was younger, and it wasn't until you going through my own trials and tribulations and just growing up, you know, going from being a little kid to a grown person, and you realize how good God really is, and you realize and start to see things come alive in your life right from the Bible. And it's not somebody else's story. It becomes your story, it becomes your life, and you have your own personal relationship with God. And that's a beautiful place to be when you know God for yourself, and you've seen him make ways for you, and you've seen him open doors for you, and you've seen him meet you at the point of your need. And it really does build those trust muscles, it builds those faith muscles, and it's a great place to be. So I truly thank God for that word. And you guys, the Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, because a lot of times we're not going to understand things. A lot of times things might not even make any sense to us. But in all of our ways, we're going to acknowledge God, and he will direct our path. And so I think when we continue to trust in him and know that he's going to direct our path, he knows the plans that he has for us. So he's going to direct our path. And he has a great plan in store for each and every one of us. And I hope and pray that you can agree with me today on that, that God has a great plan for you and for me. And so I just truly, truly thank God for his word. And thank you again, Pastor Dan, for always delivering us God's word. And
yeah, thank you,
Alan.
So
Thank you, Alan, for always making us sound good in radio.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Alan. You guys, we truly love Alan. He's an awesome engineer over at the Truth Radio Station and always keeps us sounding so good. And we've got a great show planned for you today. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm Star. And I have my Pastor Dab, which is my mommy, a.k.a. mommy. Everybody, she's mommy to everybody else in the world. And you guys, we come on the radio every single week to be able to bring you encouragement, to be able to help you along your journey. Maybe there's something that we can say that should just encourage you. My son, Gabriel, he was born at 1 pound, 10 ounces. He's our miracle baby, and he has been diagnosed with severe autism, and he's nonverbal. And we have learned so many different things on our journey, and we come on every single week to share with you different things that we've learned on our journey, to encourage you, to give you hope, and to hopefully help you tell somebody else about, especially if they have a child with special needs, how they can continue to keep on keeping on, find resources that they need along the way. And so you guys know that we just got back from the Family Cafe. We talked a little bit about that last week when we were on the radio, and just about how wonderful that trip was and all of the relationships that we built and all the connections that we made. We have a lot of guest speakers lining up with you and for you to be able to come and share different resources. But one of the things I'm going to talk with you guys about, I have a couple things I'm going to talk about today, and one of them is the scholarship programs that have opened up. When we were actually in Orlando, we got to see that they've opened up millions and millions of dollars for scholarship opportunities through the Gardner program to help get people off of the waiting list. And just knowing as a parent of a child that has special needs that you can have a choice. You know, last year, I believe we did a series on public school, private school, or homeschool. It's your choice. And we really want parents to know that they do have a choice, that you do have a say, and you don't have to be stuck with just one traditional way, the way that things have always been done, that there is another way for you. And just to see at the conference that the governor of Florida is just really stepping in, they've released so many millions in funding to help parents and the children, and to help so many students in the state of Florida to be able to get off that waiting list and to be able to have that choice. So I'm so thankful for that. And you guys, if you haven't looked into the Gardner Scholarship, it's a great scholarship that you can utilize for so many different things. It covers therapies, different therapists that are, you know, everybody that's approved on their list, different schooling for tuition, just so many different things, stuff for iPads and all kinds of different resources that your kids may need for their education. So it's a great, great program. And we'll do a little bit more talking about that. But I just want you to know that if you are looking for something for your, a place for your children or another type of scholarship other than public school or private school, there are other options. I think that's just important for families to know that you guys do have other options, that there is another way. And so we always want to discuss with you guys, especially this time of year, because I'm getting so many calls and talking to so many different families about what the best choice is going to be for them and their child, if it's going to be homeschool, if it's going to be private school, or if it's going to be public school. And you totally have to choose, you know, which one's going to be the best for you, because they all have pros and cons. But many of you guys that have been listening and following us on our journey know that we did start our school with Sunlight Christian Academy, myself and our family and two other families that have children with special needs. And we love our school. Our school is doing amazing things and helping so many other families to be able to do amazing things as well with the students, and they're growing and learning in their own way. And I just so thankful to share the milestones every time I think about it, you know, seeing Gabriel getting to the stages where he's getting more potty trained. And to actually this year, one of the big milestones that we've met, he's 12 years old now, but actually he can put his own shoes on. So I'm like, yay! Thank you, Jesus. You know, these are all milestones that, you know, for some that I have been an easy task. But for us with Gabe, it's been a challenge. And so, of course, me, Star, wanting Gabriel to wear all these cute different kind of shoes, little penny loafers and little doctor shoes and all these cute shoes. But guess what? The shoes that he likes and that he knows how to put on, they're nothing fancy. They're just a nice clock, okay? And so those are the shoes that Gabriel knows how to put his own shoes on. And guess what, you guys? We're cracking it out over here. So if he knows how to wear Crocs, you're going to buy Crocs in blue, black, green, red, every color Crocs. You know, you name it, okay? Because my goal is for him to be as independent as possible. And so I have had to step out of my own way and what I wanted, the kind of shoe that I wanted him to wear, and go to the kind of shoe that is going to be the best for him. And that goes, it ties right into the other topic that I want to talk to you guys about today, which is improving your children's quality of life. And that's what we want. And that's, you know, what all of our education needs to be headed towards, that direction. Like everything that they're learning in school and everything that they're learning through therapy and everything that they're learning, I want it to be all tied to this big circle of improving Gabriel's quality of life. So that's the page that I strive to make sure that all of our therapists are on, is we're not doing things in vain. We're not playing games in vain, or, you know, doing all these little things that are not going to improve his quality of life. If we're doing this particular task, I want this task to have a function that's ultimately going to help improve his quality of life. And I think when I started thinking with the end in mind, then it, you know, we stopped wasting a lot of time. So that's our overall goal, is improving our children's quality of life. And, you know, when you find out that your child has special needs, sometimes I think that as parents, you can maybe get a little discouraged, or you might feel like, okay, what does that mean for them? Because as a parent, we all want our children to be able to grow up, to be happy, healthy, and just to be well-rounded individuals that are, you know, thriving in society and great citizens in the community. I mean, we want that for our children. Our parents wanted the same things for us. And so just because our children might have some special needs, it doesn't mean that they can't do that. And so everything that we do is all about improving Gabriel's quality of life. And I'm going to read to you guys some points that I'm getting from Tom Tutton and Mimi Heineman. And this is a article from Finding Wonderful Horizons, Improving Your Children's Quality of Life. And I just want to give you guys some examples of the areas that you should focus on when striving to improve your children's quality of life. And like I said, first of all, educationally, because their education takes up so much of their day, getting on board with the educational system to make sure that educationally we're working on life skills, because those life skills are going to be the things that carry over to help improve our children's quality of life. You know, I can't stress it enough. And so that's why it's so important, you know, kind of going back to the McKay scholarships, the Gardner scholarships, homeschool, private school, public school, you figuring out and making sure that the schools are giving you what you need so that you can make sure that your child's quality of life is improved so that they can be the best that they can be, okay? And so basically the areas of quality of life that we're going to focus on today, and I'm just going to talk with you guys real quickly, is the number one is health and safety. And I think you guys always hear us talk about this all the time. Like, our number one goal at all times is safety, 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 safety. And what does that mean? That means that you have to double check this behind yourself to make sure doors are locked. You have to make sure, double check behind yourself all the time to make sure that stoves and, you know, that there's nobody, always somebody in the kitchen when you're cooking, because safety, 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 safety. I mean, you always are double checking behind yourself. But it's going to look different for every family depending on the special need that you guys might be dealing with. But health and safety is so, so, so important. And dealing with illness, high risk, or health problems make achieving a good quality of life. It can make achieving a good quality of life more difficult. So you have to determine what are potential dangers in your home for your children that have some type of special need. And they change, you guys. As our children evolve and they get taller and stronger, the dangers change. The needs change. The medical treatment might change. So things do change as the children grow. And I think a lot of times we, I always see Gabriel as my little baby. That's my baby, you know, and we do. We see our kids as our babies, but now Gabriel is standing over me. And so our needs have changed. Our roles are changing and everything is changing. So always being able to know what is health and how can I keep them safe? How can I keep them healthy and how can I keep them safe? And what does that look like for you? And this is going to help you achieve your best quality of life. The next thing is self-advocacy, and that's being able to advocate. It allows our children, our young adult, to have control over their life. And what does that look like? So it looks like communicating needs and preferences, making choices, planning, and organizing daily activities, and advocating for rights, requesting support, making decisions, setting and achieving goals. And a lot of times, and I use our example a lot because this is our life, and, you know, I'm just coming from the things that have worked for us. Since Gabriel is nonverbal and a lot of our children, there are so many children out there that are nonverbal. The parents become the advocate. We always, and you have to be their voice. You have to be their eyes sometimes for children that have vision issues. You have to be their ears sometimes for children that have hearing issues. You have to be their number one supporter. You have to be an advocate for them if they can't advocate for themselves. Now, one of the things that I loved at the Family Cafe every year is I meet young people that are able to be self-advocates. I think that is so amazing. And they're able to go out there. They're able to use their own voice and to share their experiences and their hearts and everything that they feel and everything that's going on with them. But for those who don't have a voice, who are nonverbal, who can't talk, who can't get the words out, parents and caregivers and people that have placed that they've been placing your life, we've got to use our voice. We've got to lift up our voice to make a difference and express their needs and express the things that we need, that they need for support. Another part of making sure that our children are living their best quality of life is having some productive activity. I remember one of the things my grandpa, he always said, I got to have a purpose, you know. And he was be 91, you guys, and he was like, I got to have a purpose. And he would, you know, he didn't do everything in one day. He would do a little bit today, a little bit the next day, because he knew he needed to have those short-term goals, even as a man at 90 years old, you know. So that's something that we all need. I think, you know, all of us need a checklist of some things that we're going to do to accomplish. Or even our children that have special needs, our young adults that might have some special needs, all of us need a things to do list because we're all more productive when we have a things to do list. And Mary Kay used to call it the 6 most important things to do. So what are your 6 most important things to do? You might only have 1 or 2 or 3, but let everybody know, today we're going to do this. And you can use visual schedules. You can use whatever it takes so that our kids can see we're going to do this. If you touch it on the iPad, pick the activities. We're going to go to school. We're going to go to Walmart. And then we're going to go swimming. And you can have them touch each of those things so that they know these are the things that we're going to do. But when you are making people feel like they're being productive, it gives them a sense of achievement and accomplishment the same way that it gives us achievement And it gives us a sense of accomplishment when we feel like we've done something great. You know, one of the things I have Gabriel do every morning, instead of just when he's getting ready to get in the bathtub and take a bath, you know, at first I used to just bend over and pick up his, he would take off his shirt and take off his shorts and everything. And I would bend over and bend my back, picking up his clothes. And I said, he's younger than me. So now I say, Gabriel, you bend over and you pick it up and hand it to mommy. And he's picking it up. He's handing it to me. And then I took it a step further. I said, bend over and pick it up and put it in the clothes hamper. And now he's learning how to take, bend over, pick up his own clothes when he takes them off and put them in the clothes hamper. And so just completing those tasks, chores, tasks, it makes you feel so good, and it makes them feel so good too. Another part of having an awesome quality of life is great social relationships, and that makes us feel valued. It makes us feel loved. It makes us feel like we're a part of something. And I think that that's so key too. And that's why we always stress the fact of building your own community. If you don't have a lot of family and friends where you are, you have to build that community for yourself, build that network for yourself. And that's something that we've done, I know, within our school environment. Just all of our families are just so close, and it's a great bond that you need because you're around people that understand you and you understand them. So having relationships, people in your life that love you and that understand your journey, is so amazing. So I think that's good. And if you don't have that, even for your children, you can create your own play groups. You can create your own social interactions. You might have to do that because they need that too. So you might have to just arrange it. You know, we're going to meet here and there. And then there's also all kinds of groups and things on Facebook that you can find that you can get your kids involved in so that they can be a part of sports, be a part of activities. And, you know, I want my Gabriel always say, I want him to have friends. And so that's so key. And he does have friends. We have birthday parties. We have all kinds of fun stuff. But we want that for our kids because we know how important that is as adults to be able to build those relationships. When we were at the family cafe, one of the things that one of the young men said, that he said every year when he comes, he, the last day, they all go to the pool together. And I remember seeing the look on his face when it started raining and thundering and they weren't able to do that. And he had on his swimming trunks like half the session. And I just like prayed. I'm like, Lord, please let the sun come back out so this young man can go swimming with all of his friends, because that's a tradition that they have built. But that social interaction, you guys, that love and that social connection is something amazing about that. And last but not least is community participation. And you guys know how we feel about getting our kids out and involved in the community. We love taking Gabriel in the community. He's loud, but we're so proud of him. Every noise that comes out of his mouth, I know and believe God that those noises and those loud noises are going to turn into words of praise. It's going to turn into a song. It's going to turn into something beautiful. He's making a joyful noise unto the Lord. So the more that you do, make a stand, take a stand, and go out in the community, you're letting the community get used to being around our kids, and our kids used to being in the community, which they're going to grow up and become adults. And we don't want anybody stuck in the house, okay? Not on our watch, all right? We don't want you stuck in the house, not unless you have to be. And so it's a blessing to be able to go outside and get fresh air and to be able to go down the street. If you're in a wheelchair, you can roll down the street. If you're, you know, but it's a blessing to be able to get out and feel the sunshine and all that stuff. So being out in the community is such a blessing, and we never want to take it for granted. So these are how we can improve our children's quality of life, you guys. We are excited that you tuned in today to Ready to Win. We come on every single Saturday from 12 to 12:30. We want to give you guys resources on what you can do to have your best life and for you to be able to win. If you have a child with special needs, we would love for you to go to our website at www.giveawayfoundation.org, and you can find resources available there. You can also sign up to be one of our partners, and also email us if you're interested in coming on and sharing your story on what you do to live your best life in spite of it all. You know, in spite of all the challenges, you're still winning, you're still overcoming, and you're still making great things happen. And so those are the type of people that we want to interview. It's hard sometimes in the journey, but when we share stories of hope and stories of faith, I know that we are able to be a blessing to the world. And so that's what we come to do, is to come to, we come to share our story, to let you know, don't give up, don't give in, that you can win. And we were going to play Are You Ready to Win, but I just want you guys to think about that. I want y'all to pray and pray about being a guest on our show if you have a story to tell, okay? I want you guys to say, okay, I'm not going to be afraid to call in. I'm not going to be afraid to call in. I'm not going to be afraid to share my story, you guys. So we want you guys to know that you can win. You are a winner. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that's why we're here, to share our story, to let everybody know that they can win, that you've got what it takes to win, that you've got what it takes to make it. And every single thing that we do, we're trying our very, very best to show the world, to live our best life, and to show the world that no matter what, we're still going to make it. And we're improving our children's quality of life day by day by the steps of faith that we take. And so we love you so much. We thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Ready to Win, the Star. We have Pastor Dab, Quentin, and Gabe. And we love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win. Ready to win.